This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, assalamu alaikum and hello friends. Welcome to Global Kids with Khaled on ORFM Youth Zone, where we explore the world together through stories, adventures and smiles. Assalamu alaikum and kia ora everyone. Welcome back to Global Kids with Khaled, the show where we explore the world through stories, adventures and smiles. Today's guest is someone very special, Ahmed Uncle. He's like family to us. We met over a year ago here in Dunedin when my mama and his wife, Kainat Auntie, worked together at the university. Since then, their family has become very close to ours. I became best friends with their amazing daughter, Parise. She's super talented, creative, and so much fun. And I absolutely love her younger sisters, Anusha and Zarmine, too. Ahmed Uncle is one of the funniest people I know. He brings positive energy wherever he goes, and he and my mama are like a comedy duo, always joking and laughing the loudest in the room. Ahmed Uncle and his family moved to New Zealand around 7 years ago for his PhD in finance. They first lived in Hamilton, and now they live right here in Dunedin. So today, we'll hear all about their journey, some fun stories, and also talk about life, family, and memories. Let's get started. Around the World with Khaled. Okay, everyone, we're going to hear all about Ahmed Uncle's journey, starting from Pakistan, then living in Hamilton, and now right with us in Dunedin. So get comfy and let's start exploring. What made you decide to come to New Zealand for your PhD?
First of all, thank you, Karath, for inviting me. It's awesome to see you grow so much. And I saw you as a kid, a shy kid, and now I see you hosting a radio show. That's amazing. That's awesome. Coming back to the question, I came to New Zealand in 2017. And the best thing which I think attracted me to come to New Zealand was the beauty of New Zealand. It's naturally beautiful. And if you see all the Queenstown, Auckland, Rotorua, Tauranga, you know, I used to play cricket when I used to be young. And I used to watch New Zealand team. And whenever Pakistan visited New Zealand to play cricket, I thought one day I would go there because I really like the place. And other than that, I've heard very good words about people of New Zealand. They are very good, very kind, very accommodating, accepting. And that's what made me come to New Zealand and made me fall in love with New Zealand. That's why New Zealand is my home now.
Like when first we came here, our home sweet home was Oman. But when we came here, we saw the beauty in New Zealand and we just decided to make our home sweet home.
Yeah. I know you used to live in Oman. Your mom told me you were very naughty in Pakistan. But but in New Zealand, you turned out to be very good.
Yeah, I love New Zealand now. Even though I've been only living here for like 3.5 years. So I still love New Zealand.
Yeah, it's your home now.
Yeah, it's my home now. How was your first experience in Hamilton? Was it what you expected?
Not so much. Well, I came from a very big city, Lahore, which has a lot of population. My Pakistan city, Lahore's, the population over there is, just for one city, is more than whole of New Zealand's population. So first of all, I didn't expect two less people. And that's that was a positive surprise because I remember if you have to go from point A to point B in Pakistan, there's so much traffic. But when I came to Hamilton, and I still remember I landed in Auckland at around 6 p.m., then I came to Hamilton around 7:30, 8-ish p.m. and everything was closed. I was like, wow, that's new. Because in Pakistan, especially in Lahore, we have a food street. We are very foodie people in Pakistan. So what we do is, some of the restaurants are open almost 24/7. So you can go anytime to eat outside if you're feeling hungry, even at 3 a.m. in the morning. And you would feel you will see some of the hotels, some of the restaurants, they're open. In fact, a fun fact, there's a street named as Food Street in Lahore, which is full of restaurants and it is open 24/7. You can go anytime and order food over there, be it breakfast, lunch, dinner, late dinner, or, you know, if you're someone who's working late at night, even at 2 or 3 a.m., you can go there and eat. So for me, the first thing was difference in nightlife. Nightlife is in a way that the stores, restaurants are open over there, and over here it closes very quickly, which I think is good because it increases, it improves your sleep cycle. You sleep early. Yeah, you're safe and you can sleep early, you wake up early and then you work and, you know, your day is just more productive.
Yeah, like in Dunedin, which is right now, it's always like you have to go like in the morning really early.
Yeah.
So in Pakistan, I had no school and it was so much fun. But in New Zealand, it's good too because first of all, you sleep very early. Mm-hmm. And second of all, in the morning, you wake up really early, so you don't really get that much sleepy, but I still get sleepy.
Yeah. You're right.
How did the move from Hamilton to Dunedin happen?
I was teaching over there at Waikato University in Hamilton. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, I've been teaching for 10 years then. So then I thought, hey, enough of just one day. I woke up. And I thought, it's the same thing which I'm doing over and over again. So I wanted to change something.
Yeah.
So after 10 years of teaching, I decided to go to electricity industry. So, you know, all the lights and everything, how the power comes from water, how the power is converted from water, and it comes to our electric switches. So you can turn on the light and you can see the feel the light, or you want to turn on the computer, all this stuff. So I wanted to work in that industry because, you know, New Zealand is one of the top green energy producers in the world.
Yeah.
So we are very proud that our more than 80% of New Zealand's electricity,
lots of nature,
is clean electricity. We do not burn fossil fuel or coal or anything. So I started working in one of the electricity industries over there. And I always wanted to visit South Island. So suddenly one day I was just sitting and I got somebody contacted me on LinkedIn and they asked me if I'm interested in job in Dunedin. At first thought, I thought, no, I'm not interested. But then your Kanath auntie asked me, hey, why not just say yes and just try South Island, because we have lived in North Island for a long time and it would be a good idea to change the place, see other side of the New Zealand.
Yeah.
And that's when we decided to come to South Island. And since then, I'm in love with South Island. Dunedin is a bit different than Hamilton. Hamilton is much more flat. It's a bit hotter over there, a bit more wet. You do not get snow over there, but you get a lot of rainfall. Dunedin is, you know, it's a hilly area, and it's much cooler. It's much cooler than Hamilton. So the first year I was always in jacket, and it was very hard to acclimate myself. But now it feels home.
Yeah, like that's what happened to me. But it was actually the kind of like the different thing, because first, when I came to New Zealand, I thought it was really hot because we came in like when it was like summer, I think.
Oh.
So it was really hot. And, you know, the weirdest thing happened to me. I thought this was Disneyland and I thought there was princesses everywhere in Disneyland. So I figured out this was New Zealand. So I did not like it at first because it was really green and nature-y. I didn't like nature-y, so I only liked city parts, like where it's city-ish. So after a few, like after 1 year and after some time I lived my life in New Zealand, I felt really wonderful here. I felt like this is my home sweet home, mm-hmm. and I really loved it here. Like, it's just a complete different thing how you said it, but it's just that now I feel like it's really home, mm. more than Oman now. But I feel like I still miss Oman, but it's good still here.
Yeah, I think you start loving New Zealand once you get acclimated to it, once you understand the weather, once you understand the people, once you understand all those sort of things. And plus, when you came to New Zealand, you left all your friends back in Oman, and you had no friend. And now look at you, you have hundreds of friends.
Yeah.
So that must have an impact on you loving New Zealand and making New Zealand your home.
You know, the whole point of everything is when you go somewhere and you don't like it, or if you don't feel like being there and you want to go back home, just after some days, you feel like this is the best place I can live here and you don't want to go back. That's what happened to me.
Yeah. And I know from the talks of you and Parisha, you both like nature now.
Yeah, she's my BFF. Like, I never had such a good and nice, loyal BFF. So I really like Prushi when she came here.
Yeah.
And we both are just like, we're so close together. It's almost like family, like we're sisters or something.
Yeah. She also thinks the same.
Mm.
Yeah.
What do you miss the most about Pakistan?
What do I miss the most about Pakistan? That's a good question. Actually, two things. One is I miss my family, which is there. Like, my mom lives there, my dad still lives there, my brother still lives there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you miss your family members. If you want to talk to them, you have to call them, either video call or audio call. You cannot, you know, when we have our festivals, we cannot get together.
Yeah.
So I think that's the most important thing that I miss is the people, is my friends. So imagine you and Parisha are best friends, and I had similar friends that we got when we were around 5-6 years old, and we were friends since our childhood, or when we were teenagers, and we were going to university. So friends for more than 20 years. So not talking to them, not being able to meet them, see them on daily basis, that's what I miss. And the second thing I miss is authentic Pakistani food. So we have some good Indian restaurants over here, but there's a sort of a misconception that Indian food is similar to Pakistani food. Indian food is good in its own way. Pakistani food is good in its own way. It's just they're a bit different. So I miss the authentic Pakistani food. As you know, I was born in Lahore, and Lahoris are famous to be heavy eaters. So we eat a lot. We are foodies. We love to eat. We love heavy breakfasts, heavy lunches, dinners, and, you know, we squeeze into brunches as well. So number one, I miss my family. Mm. And number two is food. These are the two most important things that I think I miss. Other than that, I've started to love New Zealand, so don't miss anything.
I think that's all I love in Pakistan too, because first of all, I think family is the most important thing for me that I'm missing. That's the first thing. And second of all, how you said the same thing, I think food, because in Pakistan, we get such yummy food. And in here, it's like it's not the correct ingredients. Mm. So we can't really have the same thing. We're always every day trying, always like thinking of making lassi. But we always forget and we can't make it. Because like in Pakistan, it was so easy to make in the morning. You just had the correct ingredients. So basically, I like the both things, family and food in Pakistan.
And you know what? In Pakistan, your grandma used to cook food. Over here, your mom cooks food. So that's also a difference. You know, your grandma is a very good cook. And that's why
mom learned from her.
Yeah.
So it's nearly the same thing. But I think over here, like, you don't really have the correct ingredients, so it's really hard to cook.
Yeah, good.
Now it's time for Kids Corner. This is my favorite part, where I ask sometimes silly questions, fun, and just enjoy being curious. Kurit's Kids Corner. Let's warm your brain with some tricky riddles, Ahmed Uncle. What month of the year has 28 days?
What month of the year has 28 days? That's a good question. That's actually the month where I was born. It's February, and I was born in February.
Oh.
Yeah. And another fun fact is my friend, one of my best friends who is in Pakistan, he was born on 29th of February, which comes every 4 years. So we used to tease him that your birthday is not coming this year. It'll be after 4 years.
Yeah. Oh, I think it's like a riddle, and it's kind of similar to that.
Okay.
So should I tell you the answer, or do you need a hint?
Oh, I need a hint.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. How can I explain it? It's something that's, it's not that it's only one of them. It's something that's, there are many of them.
Mm.
But I'm not going to tell you the exact answer, but there are many of them.
Okay, cool. So what's the question?
The answer?
Yeah.
The answer is all of them. Because each one has at least more than it, but it has... each one has 28 in it.
Okay.
But you can even plus more. So it still has 28 in it. No month has less than 28, right?
So you are talking about months?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's all of them because they obviously have some more days. But I just said that 28 days, which is like inside them, but not more.
Yeah, so all of them have 28 days.
Yeah,
you got me there, you cheeky.
Okay, a man who was outside in the rain without an umbrella or hat didn't get a single hair on his head. What? Why?
Because he was bald.
Yeah, you got this one. Lots of people have heard this one, but this one really makes me laugh.
Yeah, it is. It does.
Okay, I shave every day, but my beard stays the same. What am I?
I shave every day, but my beard stays the same. Okay.
You need a hint?
Yeah. Oh.
It's not like something you do to other people.
It's not something you do to other people?
No, like, I mean, yeah, it is, but you don't do it to yourself.
Okay.
The biggest hint I can give.
Hairdresser?
Well...
A barber?
Yes, a barber. Okay, that was quite close at the first try, but you got it at the second try.
Yeah.
A man dies of his old age on his 25th birthday. How is this possible? I think you know this one.
A man dies of his old age.
On his 25th birthday.
25th birthday.
How is this possible?
I have no idea. Give me a hint.
Okay, I can give you a hint. It's still something... I think this is the biggest hint I can give, and I think you're going to get it after this.
Right.
You said something about it. You said the answer before when I asked you a riddle.
Oh.
Then I said that it might be in another riddle.
Oh, it's a month?
About your friend.
Oh, yeah, it's February?
February 29th.
Yeah.
So he was born on February 29th. So he died of his old age on 25th.
Because he's 100 years old now.
Yeah, he's really old.
80 years, yeah.
That last one always gets people. Okay, and now that your brain is warmed up, it's time for some quick choices that'll make you think and maybe laugh a little.
Yeah.
Next up is my rapid-fire round. For this, you don't need to think too hard. Just say the first thing that pops into your mind. If you had a superpower, what would it be?
What would it be? It would be laser eyes.
Laser just, eyes.
Just like Superman.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite superheroes.
Yeah, like you can, like, I watched the superhero movie and he broke into so many things. And there was another movie and there were two people like fighting with each other. One was Superman. So they both had laser eyes and they both tried to like kill each other with their eyes. Mm-hmm. But Superman always won just because of the laser eyes.
Well, I'm a bit lazy, so I would need laser eyes. Because I wouldn't want to get up and heat my food. I'll just laser my food and heat my food. That's why I need the laser eyes.
If your laser eyes would be too powerful, don't mind that. But you'll basically eat something that's
burned.
So you would not want to use a laser eye. You might want to just use the oven.
Yeah,
don't be lazy.
Yeah.
What's one food you'd eat every single day without getting bored?
So, you know, in Pakistan, one of the most famous food is lentils. So we eat boiled rice and lentils. And trust me, you can never have them enough. I can eat them throughout the whole year, throughout my life, and I would never get tired of them. So that's one of the favorite foods that I would love to eat. Any sort of lentils and boiled rice.
Like last time you were like the last question I asked you, like not the last one, but before when you were talking about like your life in Pakistan, you said that you really loved the food. Yeah. So I knew it would probably be Pakistan food.
Yeah. You didn't tell me about your favorite food.
I'll tell you.
The one which you'll eat throughout your life.
I don't really know, but I would want a proper meal. So I'm just thinking of something that I really love.
Chocolate?
Not really, because I obviously need water, because when I get thirsty. I'd say noodles.
Noodles?
Yeah, Maggi noodles is my favorite. So at home when I'm like alone, like not alone, but some people are there, and I have my own choice to make something, I always make Maggi noodles because I really like them. And nobody even tells me, and I just cook it because I learned cooking.
Oh, wow.
Okay, let's go to the next one.
Yeah.
What's the first thing you'd do if you went back to Pakistan tomorrow?
The first thing is obviously I'll meet my family.
After that,
I'll straight away go to a very good breakfast place. So we eat, it's made up of goat feet and all the stuff. I'll probably go there. That's the first thing that I'll do.
Yeah, like meeting your family. That's the first thing I would do. I was just thinking about the same thing.
Yeah, so meeting the family is the most important thing when I go back to Pakistan. That's why I go back to Pakistan.
Yeah, that's why I want to go to Pakistan too. Yeah. What would you do if someone gave you $1 million right now?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. What would I do if somebody gave me $1 million?
That's a hard choice, right?
First, I'll pay off my house. that's the number one thing. Your mom would know this, that when you grow old, that's the number one thing on your mind.
Yeah.
And then probably I'll go for a holiday. Yeah. I'll probably go to a couple of countries, visit Europe, visit Pakistan, visit Saudi Arabia, Middle East, all those countries. And I really want to visit China, honestly.
Me too.
Yeah, I hear a lot about the tech over there, the things you can buy. So China, Japan. Well, yeah, China, Japan, Pakistan. These three would be my first three countries to visit. And I'll probably go on a long holiday rather than just for 4 weeks. I'll probably go for 6 months and spend a couple of months in each country, try to learn the culture, learn the language, see different places, enjoy the places. And I've heard in Japan, there's very beautiful season of cherry blossoms
where you
can just go there and just see the beautiful cherry blossoms over there. So, yeah, that would be on a bucket list.
Yeah, like exploring the world and, yeah, just exploring. And what I would do is obviously explore the world, buy some dresses. I love dresses. Mm-hmm.
Do you like the, which dresses do you like? The one, the princess dresses, like Barbie and stuff, or just the normal ones?
Like something that is really, and I don't, like, I'm not really used to normal dresses. Mm-hmm. Something that's really embroidered. Because, if it's an event or anything, mm-hmm. I can wear that dress on that day. Even though I have lots of dresses, I would like to get another, just one more, or a few. Like, just, like, clothes, like, my favorite clothes. And the last thing I do is the leftover money, I'll donate it to charity.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a very good thinking. Okay,
I was thinking that in my mind when I started this question.
Oh, wow. So you were thinking about fancy dresses. You were talking about the fancy dresses, right?
Yeah.
The one that your mom and your dad buy from India and Pakistan, those ones?
Yeah, like Pakistani dresses and shalwar kameez.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in New Zealand, obviously, I can't find any, like, I mean, Pakistani dresses. So I'll probably go to Pakistan when I travel the world, and then I'll come back and, like, in Pakistan, I'll just get some new dresses, and then I'll come back.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. That's an awesome plan.
Yeah, thank you so much, Ahmed Uncle. You really bring back so many memories, and it was really nice having you here with me today.
Thank you, Khirat. It was awesome to be on your show.
Yeah, like, I loved having you here, too. I also loved hearing about your journey, your memories, and your funny stories. And I know your listeners did, too. To everyone listening, thank you for joining me. Remember, life is full of stories, and every person you meet has something to teach you. Until next time, stay kind, stay curious, and don't forget to smile. Khudhafiz, and take care.
Thank you for exploring the world with me on Global Kids with Skidith on ORFM Youth Zone. Join me for more adventures next time. You can find our podcasts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on oar.org.nz. This is Skidith signing off. Kia ora, alafis, and goodbye.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.